Al-Min Nasirin Yansurna, the everlasting call. Imam Hussein in his last will declared, I am not rising to spread evil, nor spreading oppression or fitna, but I have left for the betterment of the nation of my grandfather. And I desire to propagate the ma'ruf good and forbid the munkar or evil. People of Kufa betrayed him. People slandered him. Imam alayhi salam asked, don't you see that haq truth is not act upon and batil evil is not stopped? Imam Hussein, standing alone in the battlefield, cried, Hal min nasirin yansurna, is there anyone to help me? These are the words which Imam Hussein al-Islam said on the day of Ashura. Why was this call for help? To save his life or to save the lives of his youth? This call was assistance, was uttered when the youth were martyred. Then after everyone was martyred, did he want to save himself? No. Imam Hussein al-Islam himself had already put the shroud kafan upon his body. This call of Imam Hussein al-Islam was for the fact that I have lifted the flag of truth, haq, and all the followers of truth have been martyred here, and now I am going to be martyred too. But haq, truth, still needs supporters, helpers, and followers of truth. As far as I could, I brought this flag till here. From here onwards, it's your duty to take the truth from me and make it reach on its destination. The answer of Imam calls is Labbaik Ya Hussein. To say Labbaik Ya Hussein means to say that under any circumstances, you should not remain unconcerned from your religion, ideology, and other Muslims. In order to keep you unconcerned from religion, suicide attacks are done on you. Your religious gatherings and processions are bombed. But even if your heads get cut, you should not leave this ground. Karbala gives this message to entire humanity and especially Muslims that even if you have to soak yourself in blood, still you should not submit to any Yazid or tyrant. You should never come under the pretense and deception of any Yazid. Do not take veiled persons as your imam and rahbir guides, and those beasts who by wearing the veils of sympathy, welfare, freedom, and democracy are deceiving the entire world. You should never believe in their deceptive slogans.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Salawat.
Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Karbala is also giving us the lesson that by making religion as a place of refuge, do not keep yourself protected under the shelter of religion, but instead you should become a shield for religion. Do not acquire things from religion and spend on yourself and your religion. Instead, sacrifice your wealth, goods, and children and your life on religion. This is the call of Imam alayhi salam, that when truth and rightness is being stampeded and falsehood and evil is being promoted, then never forego your responsibilities by taking support of explanations and justifications. Ashura also tells us that do not sacrifice truth and reality with circumstantial justifications even in difficult conditions. Karbala is not just the name of cutting heads, but instead sacrificing all your present reasons for not doing to something due practical difficulties. The message of Karbala is rather than wasting your age waiting for conditions to improve and become suitable, you should come forward and take the reins of the era and in your hand rather than getting whipped by by circumstances, snatched the whip from the hands of circumstances.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
The call of Karbala is either to become a martyr by getting inside the caravan of Hussein or carry the message of the martyrs to the entire world by entering the caravan of Zainab Salamullah alayha. May Allah guide us all to the right path and give us the strength to stay on it. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.